here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views and the views of our guests. And, of course, we welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But please do not call in unless we ask for calls, because we have with us this afternoon Dr. Jack Clooney. And Dr. Clooney helps Radio Liberty, and he's a great source of information on many subjects, and we've got to get him on again sometime soon, talking about certainly the occult crime in America and many of the various forces at work, the occult forces in our society. But today we're going to be talking really about drugs. We're going to talk about some of the psychotropic drugs that have been recently taken off of the market. What the American people do not understand is that you should never take a new drug. Why? Because they're experimenting with the American people. They will have short, very brief, and inconclusive trials, and then they'll release it on the American people, and they'll have wonderful advertisements, maybe of an attractive girl skating across a pond with a whole flock of little children in tow, telling you how wonderful she feels now that she's on Vioxx. A drug which they knew produced heart attacks and strokes, and of course this was one of the greatest scams of all time. In fact, it's amazing how they were able to manipulate this latest trial. Truly amazing, taking probably the worst case they possibly could have come up with to try to discourage other people from suing. But under any circumstances, we really need to understand that just because the FDA authorizes a drug does not mean it's safe, because you become the guinea pig. Dr. Jack Clooney, thank you so very much for being with us.
Great to be with you again, Stan.
Well, let's talk a little bit about it, because I know you've been very concerned about some of these latest drugs that they've suddenly found, gee, we were poisoning our kids with.
Well, for instance, Xylert has just been removed from the market. Now, what is amazing about that is that Xylert is removed from the market, but the government says they can sell their existing inventory.
Oh, wait a minute. You mean it's so dangerous we can't release any more, but it's all right to use up the rest that you have?
Right.
Why would you do that? I mean, if it's so unsafe you can't have it, why don't they pull off the market? And if it is dangerous and going to hurt our children, why let them use up the remaining supply?
Well, I agree with you. I can't fathom, I can't, as hard as I try to look for an excuse, I can't find one. It's kind of like, Stan, I hope your viewers will see this humorous, but it's kind of like telling the Unabomber that we're not going to arrest you for 6 weeks, because you need to use up your existing inventory.
And of course, that's exactly what they did with the cancer-producing polio vaccine back in the 1960s. They knew there was a cancer-producing virus in it, and they let them use up their inventories. At least a couple of the companies had the integrity just to recall what they had. But the government allowed them to continue injecting a cancer-producing vaccine containing SV40. Just exhaust your supply. What madness is that, or is there another agenda?
Well, it's stupidity, first of all, and there may be another agenda. And but the you know, I heard one expert say when people start looking at health, common sense goes down the toilet. And if we look at everything with common sense, we would know that these are scams.
Well, of course, the one thing that really bothers me, Jack, is there's a monetary reason for letting the drug companies continue to use their supplies of dangerous products on experimenting on our children.
Oh,
we're
sure.
Going to be back in just a moment here with Dr. Jack Clooney here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest today is Dr. Jack Clooney. And Dr. Clooney has a great deal of information about health and health matters, which is one reason we have him on here with us on a regular basis. And he was just talking about a product that's just recently been removed from the market by the FDA. But they are going to allow the companies to exhaust the supplies they have on the market, so you can still not buy this dangerous product, which may very well have serious health consequences, at least until the supplies are exhausted, which defies all logical explanation. If the government is really there to protect our health, but if the government is there to protect the profits of the drug companies, it really all makes sense.
Well, it's a, you know, the Siler, the FDA, now anybody can get these, by the way. I don't have a magic door into the FDA to get information. I just know where to look. But, you know, here's an alert. 10-2005, that's October 2005, that says, the agency has concluded that the overall risk of liver toxicity from Siler and generic forms of Siler outweighs the benefit of the drug. In May 2005, the manufacturer chose to stop sales, but the government told them, of course, that they could continue until they're, you know, this whole ADD thing is a scam anyway.
Well, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about this drug and how it was used for the so-called attention deficit disorder?
Well, Siler, Adderall, Strattera, which is also being criticized right now, it hasn't been taken off the market, I don't think, yet. But it's probably next for the axe. Now, on our website, I uploaded today four different articles on these drugs, all published by the FDA. This is not, you know, they're all out there. And they can get those at healthsourceinc.com. Go over to the links section and click on ADD drugs. What these are, and Ritalin is in that class of drugs. Now, what is happening here is that we are drugging American children in order to cause them all to be the same. School teachers are getting lazy. Physicians are getting lazy. And, you know, if there's erratic behavior, let's drug the kid. Let's not find out. No, let's... You know, for sure, let's not find out what the problem is. Let's drug them. So he kind of blends into the paperwork here. And but these drugs are, for the most part...
Hold that thought right there for just a moment as we bring our station. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest this afternoon is Dr. Jack Clooney. We're talking really about these drugs that they're giving to our children, Adderall and several of the others, Ritalin-like drugs. And we're literally drugging America's children. And, you know, there are millions and millions of children that are on drugs. Why are we putting them on drugs? Very simply, you go back and you read the writings of so many of our of people, you know, the Bertrand Russell type of mentality, the others. They want to drug. I read Aldous Huxley's Brave New World. Everybody's to be on drugs so that they will be pliable under the control of the government. People say, well, that's just crazy talk. But is it really? Ask yourself, why are we giving so many children drugs today? When I went to school, we didn't have it. Our kids grew up. Some of them fidgeted. Some of them didn't pay attention. Most of them did, and they turned out pretty well.
Yes.
But what's happening to our children today? Pick up the story there, Jack.
Well, what's happening is that, number one, our school systems are in a situation that difference doesn't fit. So if little Johnny is a little more fidgety than other kids, then there must be something wrong with little Johnny. If little Sammy likes to get up and looks out the window, then God knows that there's something wrong with him, because anybody that could get up and look out of the window has to be a problem child. And the school systems have made ADD the number one problem, and school systems have become the number one drug pushers in the United States.
But, of course, the school gets money from the federal government. Every child that they can school can get onto medication, so they begin to get a stipend from the federal government. So the old adage is you get what you finance. If you finance people working hard, why do people work hard? You finance people for not working, you give them welfare, they don't work. You finance schools for finding children with a mental disease of some sort and put them on drugs, which the federal government seems for some reason to want to do. Why they find literally millions and millions of American children who need to be drugged. This is madness.
Here's another thing, Stan, that feeds into another area that I know that you're interested in. The FDA issued a warning on Strattera, which is another drug, a public health advisory alerting physicians that children that have been on this drug, when they reach adolescence, have a higher rate of suicidal tendencies and actions than other children. In other words, kids on Strattera think about suicide more than kids not on Strattera.
And, of course, we've seen an epidemic of suicides in adolescent children. We never used to see suicides like we're seeing today. And so many disturbed kids. Now, what about this liver toxicity? Where did this come in? And why did they ignore the liver toxicity and say that we should give these drugs for a non-life-threatening condition?
Well, I don't know why they did it. And this drug's been out, I think, for 5 years now. I think it came out in 2000. I may be wrong there. But, and this is my nightmare. Everybody says, they look at the bottle of vitamin C that we do use or the phosphatidylserine for ADD. And they say, is this FDA approved? I said, no, neither is the spinach that you're going to eat tonight. And the fact of the matter is that liver toxicity has been one of the issues that has been hidden in all of these drugs, whether it be Adderall or whether it be Ritalin, Strattera, Sylert, doesn't make any difference. And, Adderall and Ritalin, and particularly Ritalin, is a level 2 controlled substance. It is the same classification as cocaine. And it's the same classification as many of the same side effects that cocaine does. We preach and we try to convince teenagers to stay off drugs, but, let's send them to the school nurse for their daily fix. And that's if the school has, here's another thing, and I may be ranting and raving here, but what is going on here in most schools, they don't have a nurse dispensing the drug. The drug is dispensed by a school secretary. I'm not even sure that it's legal. I'm relatively sure that it isn't.
Well, it has to be gotten over through with a prescription from a doctor, doesn't it? You can't actually give that out without a doctor's prescription.
Well, no, but a parent can dispense it.
A parent can dispense it, yes, but they have to get it through a doctor's prescription.
Right,
and
but
then
why can't...
The doctors are talked into doing this. A pressure is put on, and if you don't give it to us, we'll go to somebody else to get it, because the school nurse or the teacher says, we need to get this class 2 drug for our children. Okay. But what people don't understand is there are a number of studies that in very susceptible children, it stunts their growth, they get smaller brains.
Oh, absolutely.
It has a permanent physiological effect. So why would you give something like that to our children? We didn't do that when I went to school, and I ended up 6 foot, almost 6 foot, 6 inches tall. I wonder how tall I'd be if I'd been put on Ritalin.
Yes. Well, I did a seminar for some people on the east end of Illinois, almost to the Indiana border. And there were about 6 teachers there, and I noticed this little old lady. She looked to me about 70. She ends up to be 80. I had the teachers identify themselves, and she raised her hand. And I looked at her, and I said, ma'am, first of all, how long have you been teaching? And she said, 60 years. And right after we stopped to pray for her, I asked her another question. I said, you know, okay, in 60 years, I said, can I ask you how old you are? And she said, I'm 80 years old. I said, all right. So when you were 20, 21, 22, 23 years old, you were teaching. She said, that's correct. I said, did you see any of these symptoms when you were teaching 30, 40, 50 years ago? And she said, oh, sure. I said, what'd you do about it? She said, oh, we just walk up behind them, slap them on the head, and say, come on, get back here. But you see, our society has changed. The school system, in some cases, hands are tied.
You're talking about the Anti-Christian Lawyers Union, which has already taken any effort, any ability on the part of the teachers to discipline out of our schools. You can't discipline children in the schools because the Anti-Christian Lawyers Union won't let you, and they've created a chaotic situation in the classroom.
That's a great name for the ACLU, you know. But, you know, the problem is that we get lazy. Children are an effort now. You know, we used to look at children as a blessing. Now we look at them as an effort. The school system looks at children as an effort. And if little Johnny is not quite the same as the rest of the kids, there must be something wrong. So the teacher writes a note, and she has already diagnosed the child, which is not her job, by the way. She has already diagnosed the child. She says, you know, to the parents, you know, you need to take this child to the doctor and get some Ritalin or something else. Well, the doctors, unfortunately, are a rubber stamp in most of these cases. The parent takes them to the doctors, and the doctor writes the prescription and so on. Now, you know, I have a major problem with this. I don't like lazy people anyways. But lazy educated people, there's no excuse for that. And, you know, the problem is that these drugs are being dispensed by people who are not licensed and or qualified to dispense these drugs. And you know, certainly the parent has to send them. But I'll guarantee you, in most school systems in the United States, if I give my recommendations to a parent, and the parent sends natural products to school and says, I want my child to have this at noon, they will not give them in the majority of cases. It has to be a drug. And that doesn't make any sense.
Well, now, let's tell the people a little about your website, because I've been up on it, and you've got a lot of fascinating material there, and you put a lot of the scientific articles up on various subjects, whether it be the statin drugs or a line of psychotropic drugs. It's really so convenient to be able to get onto a website and then get the scientific journals and read them and see what this is really all about. So, again, how can people get to your website, Jack?
Well, they can go to healthsourceinc.com.
Okay.
HealthSource, no capitals, just HealthSourceinc, stands for Incorporated, .com. And there's a whole set of links on the one side. The Vioxx, who's the doctor that...
Dr. David Graham testified before the Senate in November of last year, right?
Now, your website is linked to that. We just have the link to your website on that. And people can read the testimony, also read your remarks. But the strange thing is that people now are starting to get wise to the tricks being played by the drug companies. And they go to the doctors, and the doctors just fluff it off. And at that point, because the doctor fluffs it off, they do. But fortunately, we're starting to see more and more parents pay attention to, you know, there really are natural alternatives to these drugs that you can give your child and actually benefit them.
And, of course, the thing is, we're seeing rises in the incidence of heart disease, especially in the racial minorities. We're seeing a dramatic increase in the incidence of cancer. Oh, some cancers are less, but other cancers are far more than there ever were before. And why is diabetes rising so much, and Alzheimer's disease, and Parkinson's disease, and Why is 1 in 6 American children have a developmental or behavioral abnormality that didn't just happen by accident?
Right.
Have you ever wondered what really happened at Waco? Have you ever wondered if maybe the government was not giving you the full story? Well, there is the most amazing video. It's called Waco, The Rules of Engagement, 2.5 gripping hours of the story of a government onslaught under a group of peaceable people. Now, their religion may be different than yours and mine, but they were still Christians, they still believed in the Bible, and they believed that the government would one day become their enemy and destroy them. Well, Waco, The Rules of Engagement is a video that everybody who loves freedom should see, because the ultimate conclusion is the government did not want them to come out. The government did everything they could to keep them from coming out, to antagonize them, loud music, lights all the time, to totally create a situation where they could not think clearly or would respond normally. Waco, The Rules of Engagement is currently unavailable through regular sources. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR right now.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In the 1970s, there was a group of Italian immigrants in the small town of Rosetto, Pennsylvania, who drew worldwide attention for their unusual cardiovascular health, despite their pasta diets. I recently uncovered the fact that their unusual health was attributed to the precious red wine which they imported from Italy. Today we know this as the French paradox, the fact that the French exhibit greater cardiovascular health, despite their fatty diet, because of the red wine they drink. Wouldn't it be great to enjoy the health benefits of red wine without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives? Well, now you can with Longevinex, the world's first stabilized red wine molecules, preserved in an airtight capsule just like in a sealed bottle of red wine, equivalent to 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex for healthy aging without the calories and alcohol. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done: get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest this afternoon is Dr. Jack Clooney, and we're talking about health and health matters. And, you know, we would like to think that the people in Washington, D.C. are there to look after our health. The people there at the Federal Drug Administration, the National Institute of Health. But if you really begin to read what's going on, you find a lot of these people have very strong connections to the drug industry. In fact, they seem to be much more interested about the profits of the drug industry than certainly about the people out here. In fact, the president of the National Health National Institute of Health was forced to resign recently. They didn't say he sort of voluntarily resigned, but it was pointed out that although he was supposed to have divested himself of all of his stock, why his wife kept the stock, and of course waited till the profits went way up and then sold it, and when that became apparent, that was just so grossly, you know, in violation of all the laws. Of course, he's not going to go to jail. Government employees don't go to jail. They usually just allowed to retire with their big fat pensions, and then they used to go to work for the drug companies where they get another big fat salary and then a golden parachute reward for merit or service. Could this really happen in America? Well, you need to get the book written by the former editor of the New England Journal of Medicine, the single most prestigious journal in America. Her name is Dr. Marcia Angel. She, of course, holds a position at Harvard today. And her book, What You Should Know About the Drug Companies, really is an expose. Are you acquainted with that book at all, Jack?
No, I'm not. I need to get that book.
All right, we'll send you a copy. I think it's so important we carry the book, because here is certainly somebody whose qualifications certainly can't be challenged.
I know of Dr. Angel.
Right, but she had the courage to come out. Of course, they've done everything they could to destroy her. Believe me, when you challenge the big drug industry that's making billions and billions and billions of dollars off the suffering of the people in this country, why, you're in real trouble. In fact, the president's pushing through new legislation now in the name of protecting us from the wicked avian flu that is coming. But, of course, it just inserted in that $7 billion bill is a stipulation that you will not be allowed to sue the drug companies if they put out a harmful vaccine, and you won't be able to sue for death or destruction of your life. You will have no rights at all. But, of course, that's only in very, very fine print, and I dare say you're not going to hear about that from most of the communicasters.
That's right. You know, the drug, if you were to read the fine print on all drug folders, all drug inserts, if you will, you'd never take anything.
You sure wouldn't.
I had an interview with a doctor one day who, now Tylenol has come under some scrutiny, and it ought to be, by the way, but he claimed, now I don't remember the source that he used, but he was a knowledgeable researcher from Southern California, and he said that 40% of all liver transplants or because of Tylenol.
I wouldn't be at all surprised. We know it's very toxic to the liver. In fact, we used to use aspirin. Not perfect, but it was a very, very good drug. And then they came up that, I mean, there's very rare instances, maybe one in a couple hundred thousand children, that if you give aspirin to and they have a fever, why, they'll develop some very serious illness. And because of that, have nothing to do with the average adult. They got everybody to start giving Tylenol with codeine rather than aspirin with codeine, and has created an epidemic of people with liver failure. That didn't happen by accident. It was a very clever scam. But doctors, I hate to say this because I love them and I was one for many years, doctors are so like sheep, and when everybody else turns from aspirin to Tylenol with codeine, why, you go follow right along. So
yes.
It's the thing to do, after all. And look at all the harm we've done with Tylenol. It's been known to be toxic to the liver for, you know, 100 years. So why are we doing this?
Well, the federal government, when we got talking about these ADD drugs, now it's some estimate that half of American children within the next 20 years will be on some sort of psychostimulant, psychotropic drug. And we know, I mean, they knew when they approved Strattera that it was damaging the liver. They knew it, and they went ahead and did it. Whether we're talking about Strattera, whether we're talking about Tylenol, whether we're talking about most other drugs, there are liver problems in these drugs. Hepatic toxicity that the doctors or that science or modern science doesn't want you to know about. And we've been telling people for years, you know, that ADD is a chemical and electrical problem. Now, my definition of ADD is different than other doctors. And my definition of ADD is this, that if you recognize that a chemical by the name of acetylcholine, that's a neural transmitter, is the track the train runs on.
Okay, we'll have to cover that when we get back here in just a moment.
Really help you to understand the nature of the spiritual battle in which we're currently involved is Gary Kaw's book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism. Now, you may remember Gary Kaw's book, Due to Global Occupation. His second book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism, goes into the very real spiritual forces, the dark and sinister spiritual forces, which have energized those people who are molding the world in which we live today. Going into the background of Masonry, Theosophy, and he actually quotes extensively from the writings of these people who have helped to mold the events of the 20th century. The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaw will give you tremendous insight into the background of what's happening in America today. And unless you understand the spiritual forces at work, you really can't understand the unfolding of events. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaw.
Sophisticated investors are buying gold and silver today because the dollar has lost almost 50% of its value in relationship to the euro, and the price of gold and silver has increased almost 40%. If you're interested in learning more about precious metal investing, why don't you call Bo at 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177, or visit him at Elliott's Stamp and Coin Shop in downtown Santa Cruz at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building, which is located between Trader Joe's and the Signature Twin Movie Theater. Bo's telephone number is 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. And he's located at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building. And if you mention you heard about Elliott Stamp and Coin Shop on Radio Liberty, why, you'll get a 15% discount on some non-investment items.
Leading-edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this afternoon is Dr. Jack Clooney. And Dr. Clooney certainly is situated back in Illinois. And, of course, he will talk to people over the phone about their various problems and make suggestions to them. And certainly I've been very impressed with his wide breadth of knowledge as far as what is going on and what can be done, and using of the more natural certainty of things, the vitamins and minerals, and certainly of the other things that are so necessary for our good health. CoQ10, for instance, is a product which is depressed whenever you take a statin drug, and yet you will never, in most instances, not be told about that. In fact, if you read these things that are put out by some of the scientists, oh, they tell you that we don't know anything about CoQ10. Well, I will tell you all about it. All the scientific studies show that you take statin drugs and it suppresses your CoQ10, it affects your heart, you get congestive heart failure in some instances, and you get weakness of your muscles and all sorts of complications because CoQ10 is necessary for your energy. And yet, this is not recognized, and the people who are putting out the statin drugs don't want you to know about it. In fact, they've been talking about actually putting out Lipitor with CoQ10 together. It's been approved by the FDA, but they don't want to release it because that would have to admit that they've known all along that you need the CoQ10 if you, of course, are on any of the statin drugs. Well, Jack, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and get more information, and what will they get if they actually do call you?
Well, the telephone number here at Health Source is 888-266-1043. 888-266-1043. And if somebody wants to call and ask about the alternative recommendations for whether it be arthritis or ADD or whatever, then either my staff will answer their questions, or if it's something that I should be involved in, they'll get your name and telephone number if I'm not available, and I'll call you back. And consultation is free, and we've got things right here to take care of ADD, to take care of memory problems, to take care of all the things that you would typically take drugs for, and without the side effects.
What do you think, what do you suggest for people, say, for Alzheimer's disease? This is getting to be so epidemic, so many people are contracting this far more than ever before. Why are we seeing an epidemic of Alzheimer's disease far in excess of anything that's ever existed before?
Well, I think there's a lot of reasons. Number one is our diets. Number two is our lifestyle. Number three, we are using types of food, and we're using body products that gather in the brain. We take in large amounts of mercury, large amounts of aluminum.
And, of course, if you go to the doctor, he's going to insist you have a flu shot with a toxic dose
right.
of mercury. And why would you do something like that unintentionally? Because the doctor doesn't really know.
Right. Now, there are natural things, you know. CoQ10 is right at the top of my list for Alzheimer's. There's another product called DMG, dimethylglycine, that causes the body to utilize oxygen much better throughout the body, including the brain, and also helps chelate some of these metals out of the body. In other words, remove these some of these chemicals from the body. There were some other things, phosphatidylserine, which becomes acetylcholine in the brain. You know, acetylcholine is a track that the train runs on. Now, it's easy to imagine what happens to a train at 60 miles an hour if the track disappears. And, you know, regardless of what age we are, the track disappearing is called ADD, it's called dementia, it's called Alzheimer's, and it's we must recognize the balance of neurotransmitters in the human body and the type of drugs that deplete them, first of all. Coal miners or other type of miners, particularly copper and coal, are tremendously a danger for some of these diseases because of what they've been forced to breathe throughout the years. But even people that use aluminum-based deodorants, those that take flu shots, those that take child immunizations, are all getting, you know, we do hair analysis, and we see the toxic effect. I've got a hair analysis in front of me that was taken of a 10-year-old boy, adopted child, crack baby, and the doctors wouldn't have done it, of course, but the hair analysis is off the chart, and the different chemicals that are in this kid's brain, no wonder he's acting the way he is, and allowing the body to get rid of it, we call chelating, to get rid of these materials. At the same time, giving the body what it needs in order to heal itself is the answer. Not the drugs, but taking charge of your own life.
I really think it's important to realize that the body wants to heal itself, but if you keep poisoning it, what can you expect?
Right.
Why are we giving mothers influenza shots? Because most of them contain a toxic dose of mercury. Now, we tell mothers, oh, you shouldn't be eating fish. That's terrible for you. but it's all right to take your influenza shot, and yet that mercury will, of course, concentrate in the brain of the newborn child. And then we wonder why 1 in 6 American children has a neurodevelopmental or behavioral abnormality, according to the CDC. Why would you do something like that? Why would you tell elderly people to take influenza shots when, according to Dr. Fudenberg, and anybody would like to see his material, we'd be glad to send it to you free of charge. Dr. Fudenberg, the dean of vaccinologists, on his webpage points out that if you take an influenza shot, 3 or 4 of them over a 5-year period, you're between 60 and 65, 10 years later, 1,000% increase in Alzheimer's disease. But the CDC has no idea why that's happening.
Yeah. Well, one of the things, in getting back to children, we're doing it, and we're allowing it to be done. And, you know, you and I have had some conversation about some conspiracies that might not want the population to grow and that type of thing. And I think some of the motives run much deeper than we can get into in this program. But the, anybody who thinks the FDA or the drug companies are out to protect your health needs to think twice.
And, of course, I hate to refer to a Law and Order, but last night's program I thought was outstanding. They had a nurse practitioner there who was intent upon sterilizing as many black women as she could. She could, of course, rationalize this, but she'd already, at least the story as the storyline went, she was intentionally sterilizing them and accidentally killed one because she didn't want black women, black girls, to have more babies. This was really it. And she had her own agenda. Right. And she was doing tremendous harm to them. And I thought that, of course, it was pointed out in the program, what most Americans don't know is that we had forced sterilization here in the United States up until the 1940s. And Adolf Hitler didn't get his ideas. We didn't get the ideas from Adolf Hitler. He got them from us.
Right.
These programs were here in America. And believe me, that same mentality is working today at the highest levels of our government.
Well, Stan, if anybody would like to talk about their children or themselves or their elderly relatives, I would love to talk to them because there's so much that we can do. Now, if Alzheimer's has set in, we're limited to the things that we can do, but we can still improve the quality of life. But I would personally like to speak to some people if they have any questions. If they want to know what the natural solutions are, and there's many, and not everybody is the same, not every protocol is the same, but they can call me direct at 888-266-1043, or send me an email at Dr. Clooney, drclooney, C-L-U-N-E-Y, at healthsourceinc.com, and I'll answer every email. And but there is, you know, and I need people to understand. They need to watch these four drugs: Strattera, Sylert, Ritalin, and what's the other one?
Is Adderall?
Adderall.
Right.
Now Adderall is a methamphetamine, and Ritalin is an amphetamine. Adderall is a methamphetamine. We spend thousands and millions of thousands of dollars on the meth problem in the United States, but yet we give it out at every school in the nation.
And you wonder why we would be doing anything like that stupid unintentionally.
Absolutely.
And so I think it's really important, and really there's so many of the drugs out there which really can be dangerous. And if anybody would like to see the page in the PDR for Crestor, this wonderful statin drug, it is the most effective of all the statin drugs. It really knocks your cholesterol down, but at least according to the PDR, the company's own publication, at least what they've put into it, there is no evidence that this drug lowers either coronary artery disease or coronary morbidity, coronary morbidity or coronary mortality. So you're going to die just as frequently. They tell you that, but you better take our drug.
Here's another thing: you take the cholesterol lowering drug, you get your cholesterol down too low, which causes dementia, which causes depression, which causes other psychological problems. And we, you know, it's one thing that perpetrates another. You take a cholesterol drug to lower your cholesterol, which causes dementia and depression, which you take another drug, which takes away your sex life, which takes away any ambition that you might have. You take another drug for that, which has another side effect. It's a never-ending channel, and it's all science based on greed.
And, of course, there's also many of the studies show that many of the statin drugs actually increase the incidence of cancer, but nobody ever tells us, folks,
right.
That.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The cancer side effects to not only the statin drugs, but other drugs, is growing. Now, people can get on the Internet and read all of the stuff that you and I talk about. It's not hidden from anybody. And if they go to the National Institute of Health website, the FDA, FDA.gov website, NIH.gov for the National Institutes of Health, or just run a Google search, you'll find more information than you want to know. But you really ought to. And, you know, the problem is that we as Americans take the doctor's word for everything. We put medical doctors on a pedestal, and we give up all of our rights when we walk in the office. We shouldn't do that. And good doctors will appreciate your courage, and will appreciate the fact that you want to be a good medical consumer, and they'll answer your questions. The ones that don't, you don't need to be going to.
And, of course, the other thing is that often the doctors don't know. We saw that with Vioxx, where the detailed people who went to the doctor's office from Merck were told, if the doctor asks, if there's any relationship between Vioxx and heart disease, you tell them to write the company. Now, how many doctors are going to have time to write to Merck? But if they wrote to Merck, Merck would say, well, you write to the FDA. So if they wrote to the FDA, Chris, Merck hadn't told the FDA about all the problems, the doctor couldn't learn what Merck knew, and that was there was a marked increase of both heart disease and stroke with their product.
Absolutely.
And this, so you have to understand, these things really do go on in America. And I believe, Jack, that people have to begin to accept responsibility for their health and their family's health. What are your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. If the truth of the matter is, if I don't take control over my health, nobody will. My doctor can be encouraging. People around me can be encouraging. They can say, well, Jack, you need to do this. You need to drink more water. You need to exercise. But if I don't do it, then I'm the one that is making the final decision either to help my body or not to help my body. We have to take control. And control is not necessarily going to the doctor. It may start there. You know, whether it's prostate exams or breast exams or whatever, you know, there's certain things that start at the doctor. But, you know, it's up to us to be educated, to use our brain and say, look, this doesn't make any sense. We have a nurse that has had breast cancer, and doctors wanted to do chemotherapy, and she wouldn't do it. A nurse saying to the doctors, look, you know as well as I do what the success rate is on chemotherapy and breast cancer. I'm not going to do it. And she's been coming here for 5 years now and remains cancer-free. And it's amazing. But she took the effort. She got brave, and she stood up and said, I'm not going to do this, based on good science.
Well, of course, the thing is, you have to understand that the best way to deal with cancer, now, this is, I'm not to say that surgery is not important, but I am to say that the most important thing is a good immune system. Because the reason you need surgery is because your immune system is broken down, and you do not want to do anything that is going to destroy your immune response. This is what people have to learn. The body has the ability to heal itself. If, of course, you take proper care of it. Most people just don't. Maybe they don't want surgery or chemotherapy, but they don't want to do what is necessary. And then, of course, it doesn't matter what you do. It's going to get you. You have to have a proper immune system. And there are ways to actually increase the immune response, aren't there, Jack?
Absolutely. Some of the things that we like the most are old Chinese medicine tricks. A combination of shiitake, reishi, and maitake mushrooms are great things.
They actually stimulate the immune system?
Actually stimulate the immune system, more modulate the immune system in some cases, so that people with autoimmune conditions can take some of these things, because it doesn't stimulate the immune system, it modulates the immune system. And
well, we're almost out of time. Let's get your telephone number out there one more time, Jack.
1-888-888-266-1043.
One more time.
888-266-1043.
Well, our guest has been Dr. Jack Clooney, and it's a pleasure to have with him. We'll be hearing Dr. Jack with us on a monthly basis in the future. Thanks so very much for being with us today.
Thanks, Dan.
Good night.
God bless you.
Okay. Okay, fine. Well, I hope you enjoyed the program. And we're saying certainly you want to begin studying about health matters. And we'll tell you when we get back some of the things that I think are important for you to do. Places you can go to get information, books that have been written by people who've really studied this, and you then can go to the scientific studies on your own and find out if it's really true. It's all out there, but it's really up to you.
A book that will really help you to understand the nature of the spiritual battle in which we're currently involved is Gary Kaw's book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism. Now, you may remember Gary Kaw's book, Due to Global Occupation. His second book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism, goes into the very real spiritual forces, the dark and sinister spiritual forces, which have energized those people who are molding the world in which we live today. Going into the background of Masonry, Theosophy, and he actually quotes extensively from the writings of these people who have helped to mold the events of the 20th century. The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaw will give you tremendous insight into the background of what's happening in America today. And unless you understand the spiritual forces at work, you really can't understand the unfolding of events. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaw.
When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Probably never, right? Hey, folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I want to tell you about my friend Marty. He's the owner and founder of the Calben Soap Company. For the past 55 years, the Calben Soap Company's been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Calben Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients. It's earth-friendly and it's safe. Call the Calben Soap Company today toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Visit them on the web at calbenpuresoap.com or call for information at 1-800-340-7091. That web address again is calbenpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You know, when I was growing up, my parents weren't worried about our education. We were taught the basics of math and English, science and history, the joy of art and music, and the need for sports. And our generation turned out leaders in every field. But as a parent today, I am concerned with my child's education. That's why I chose VHM Christian School. I know that at VHM, my children are getting a quality education with a biblical foundation. I'm not worried whether they'll be prepared. I know they are. VHM gives my children the tools to succeed and instills moral values. There are so many issues for me to be concerned about. I'm glad my children's education is not one of them. Won't you call VHM today? Your child is worth it. Call 475-4762. That's VHM Christian School at 475-4762.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and let me suggest several books that we do carry on this subject. We carry Dr. Marcia Angel's book, What You Should Know About the Drug Companies. And then, of course, we carried Russell Blaylock's book. Dr. Russell Blaylock's been my friend for 25 years, neurosurgeon from Jackson, Mississippi. His book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, is a must if you really want to know about what's going on. So that's the truth about the drug companies, or Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life by Dr. Russell Blaylock. He has two other books we carry, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients and Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills. We have a four-tape set of my interviews with Dr. Blaylock called Life-Saving Health Secrets. Then, of course, we have the book on the miracle of magnesium. We have the book Death by Organized Medicine. We have a book, Death by RX, by Dr. Rich Strand. We actually have something called the Health Special, and it has all sorts of things in it that we carry the book on the statin drugs. And if you have been taking statin drugs, you need to read what our friend Shane Ellison said. And then we have a four-tape set on the statin drugs. Why is this important? Because there are all sorts of complications with statin drugs, and people who are on them begin to get muscle aches, and some of them, of course, will get real serious problems from rhabdomyolysis, although it's not very common. But there is an increase of cancer. There is, of course, a depression, the CoQ10, and then the people begin to have heart problems, and they begin to lose their energy. All sorts of physical problems that the average person has never heard of. So let me suggest that you think very seriously about getting our four-tape special on the statin drugs. And actually, we have a health special, and you can call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Ask what's on the health special, and I believe that Shane Ellison's book on statin is there. I know that the four-tape set is there. There's about $85 worth of items there, and I think it's $69.95. We pay the shipping, but the material that you need to learn about your health, we carry all of these books for one reason, because we want you to read them, and we want you to learn what you can do to protect yourself in times like these. They are fluoridating the water supply, knowing full well that this is a deadly poison. I mean, why does fluoride work so well in toothpaste to cut down dental decay? Because it kills the bacteria on contact, just like it kills the insects on contact. Because that's why they spray it on all your vegetables, just like it kills rats on contact. You know, they eat it and it kills them. And so what are we doing? Why, we're feeding it to your children in the drinking water. Because they know exactly what it's doing. You hear about pathological obesity. And, of course, what's one of the major causes of it? Why, of course, the NutraSweet that they're putting in your diet drinks. And people keep drinking the diet drinks and they get fatter. Haven't you noticed that all the fat people drink the diet drinks? Well, that's, of course, why they're fat. You need to get our four-tape sets on aspartame. You need to get the book, Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills, or if you really want to get in the background, we've got almost a 1,000-page book on aspartame disease, The Forgotten Epidemic. And the fact that most people don't understand that, it simply reflects the degree of control that exists today of what the American people think. Who is the man who got this legalized in America? Why, the president of J.D. Searle, a man named Donald Rumsfeld. Who's going to make all the money off the Tamiflu that the billions of dollars we're going to spend? Why, Donald Rumsfeld, after all, he was the president of Gilead that developed Tamiflu, which, of course, is the only, we're told, the only drug at all for this deadly pandemic, which is going to strike at any time, and maybe it is. I hope and pray it doesn't, but whatever happens, Donald Rumsfeld's going to do very well. He's also the man who sent our boys over to die in Iraq when he knew that they were not ready. But as he said, when you go to war with the army you have. And so he sent our boys over there to be slaughtered. Wonder what really energizes Donald Rumsfeld. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Remember, we carry the Berkey products, and you should have a Berkey or a Berkey light. And then remember our seminar. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.